Nerd alert! Hey, if you're interested in new technology and especially in the AI realm, we got a podcast for you. We went to Boulder, Colorado, Steve and I, and we got to meet some great people that are creating some great stuff for the church and for people. And that's what we're going to talk about next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome, folks, to another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast. This is episode number 445.
All right. And you're Phil Thompson, and I'm Steve Lacy.
All right. Is your audio okay? Is my audio all right? We didn't do an audio check. Sounds like
I hope mine's okay. Mine's all right. Reading the right input. That's the one thing I checked. Make sure it was getting the microphone.
We took your microphone on the road this past weekend, which we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the Glue 2024 hackathon in Boulder, Colorado. Steve and I both went there, but we took your microphone just in case we needed to do some voice work on a video that we presented or somebody else needed some help. And so that's the reason I brought that up, because, you know, I know that when I took your microphone, I was messing with it a little bit, so I may have jacked up the settings. So if I did, sorry.
Oh, I didn't know.
Your microphone has settings, I think, doesn't it? Mine, yours is like mine, but yours is newer version. You got the nice deluxe version.
I do. I'm looking. I see a dial.
You got a. But yours was kind of weird. Does. You got a monitor. I guess you can plug a monitor into it or something, and so you can adjust the volume or something. I don't know, but hopefully we'll be okay. Yeah. We'll do some post editing here. We'll do post editing so everybody will be able to hear you. All right. So just want to let people know that if you didn't catch our past webinar, you can go to where can people go? Webinar.streamingchurch.tv. Is that a good place to go to get the past webinar as far as other webinars too? Right.
That will get you the form to sign up for the next webinar, and there'll be a button that will take you to streamingchurch.tv/webinar. Recorded ones.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of them. So we just finished up a webinar yesterday on From Crash to Comeback, and that's available. So so go ahead and go to whatever you just said.
Yeah. Streamingchurch.tv. See, the thought process is you put the slash webinar for the recorded ones after, and the ones when you're signing up for them, you put webinar.streamingchurch.tv.
Okay.
All right, that's the logic.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. You're right. Yeah. So, all right. So enough of this rambling on. We got another webinar coming up in October, but we're not really going to announce it yet. But we're probably going to work with some guy. We actually had a guy on here, John Basali from Stream Dudes. We're probably going to do a webinar next month with the Stream Dudes. And they actually specialize in equipment for streaming video.
Yes. John Basili.
Okay.
As opposed to his brother, Basali.
Basali, whatever, he'll answer to anything as long as you are nice to him. Okay. All right, Steve. So we're going to talk about the hackathon. So I'm sure there's people, and just a little nerd alert here. We're going to talk about this AI hackathon that was in Boulder, Colorado. First of all, Steve, tell everybody, what is this AI hackathon that we just attended in Boulder?
So I think the official title was AI and the Church Hackathon, sponsored by Glue. So let's start with Glue. Glue is an organization that's been around, I don't know, maybe 10 years or so, maybe more, I don't know. But Glue was formed out of the heart of a guy named Scott Beck. And he had been a very successful businessman, and he wanted to try to help the Big C church. So he wanted to corporate level, the churches corporate worldwide, put something in place to help them flourish, so, or thrive. So he started this organization. He started several initiatives. Probably the one that's most popular that he teamed up with, the He Gets Us The guys that ran Super Bowl ads and invested millions of dollars, they were a partner with that. So if people have seen the Gitsis ads that were popular last year
Yeah,
for the
they
Super
run.
Bowl.
They're still running different places, but he guesses it's the Jesus guesses kind of thing, and they're well produced, and so he was a part of that.
Yes. They were. I'm not sure what the exact relationship was, but anyway, they also do, and they just started this last year. Was AI came on the scene, they saw that AI can be used for good, and that the church could leverage it, and so they put together a conference where they awarded prizes, and they invited the best minds of AI in the church together. Last year they had 40 teams. This year I think they had 35, but they brought
31.
together over 200 people to hack, to spend a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday creating a product that would help the Big C church. It was broken into two categories. One was human flourishing, so things that would be geared to help people flourish. We'll get into some of the projects here in a minute. And the others was organizational thriving, meaning how can we help the church do its job? How can it, help them reach the community and run more efficiently and effectively and using AI? So all of these, the criteria was you had to have an AI-based solution. So they bring everybody together and they are coding and creating a video. The judging was done through a 90-second video for all the projects. And they had some distinguished judges there, and some very distinguished guest speakers. They had the CEO of Intel via video this time give a presentation. They had the CEO of YouVersion, Bobby Grunwald, give a talk on Saturday, was it? Yes, Saturday. Very inspiring. Turns out he's got a somewhat personal friend that flew on the SpaceX mission. He's not the billionaire Jared, but he was one of the pilots, a former pilot. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe that's
Yeah,
good. Yeah.
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 So anyway,
Yeah, some speakers. So we're all in this big room
yes, we're all in
and
this big room with a
tables
bunch
and
of tables and
computers.
monitors and computers and food and drinks and
And remind me, what did we win ourselves? Because we were there. What was it
we had
again?
a team and we did not win a prize this year.
Cue the violin.
Yes. So, oh well,
I thought we had
next
a good one.
year.
But it was good meeting these people and making some connections. And you were there last year, and I went with you this year. So yeah, it was good. And by the way, if I ever start another church, I'm going to call it the Big C Church. Keep that in mind. All right. So if somebody's listening to this podcast, we have 7 or 8 listeners. Why should they be listening right now? And I would say my take on this would be, well, AI is here. And there's some really pretty creative ideas that we saw. And I think it's so I would listen to this podcast a little longer here before you tune us out if you're still here. Because there's some really good ideas that can help people. AI can actually help people. And that was part of as you just mentioned, the category, helping people flourish, and then also help ministries, help organizations do well as well. So there was some pretty cool stuff that I liked. Some of them didn't win that I like, but then there were some winners as
Well,
well. That,
tell
yeah,
me
yeah.
about your favorite projects.
It's kind of funny because I actually like the very first one so they run this video. These people work on stuff and then they produce a video and then they run it for everybody to look at, including the judges. And there was this one on journaling and how it would create images. So you could journal a little bit and would create an image based on your journal. At least I hope I'm getting that right. But I kind of liked it because I have tried to journal off and on for years and I just don't get very far. It's kind of cool because you can journal a little bit and we'd create an image. And then we're talking AI here and we're talking using a mobile app. And then you could even go back later, throughout the year, if this actually ends up becoming a reality. And you can go back and look at some of that stuff and kind of remind you where you've been. So I just kind of really like that. It didn't win, but I thought, yeah, that's a really pretty cool idea, you know. And then there was the suicide one. There was one, and I don't remember the name of it. I don't know if it's even on the list here, but there was one on mental health
There
that
was
was actually a couple.
it was the Suicide Bridge was one of
Yeah,
them.
there you go. Did they win
So
something?
out of they were out of
Guy from
San
Cleveland, Ohio.
Francisco.
Yeah, well, there was a guy from
Well,
Cleveland, Ohio, too, that wasn't he involved
okay.
in that? I don't remember.
May have been, but
Yeah.
the focus of their video was around all the people that commit suicide on the Golden Gate Bridge. And he talked about all of the multi-millions of dollars that they've spent putting up nets to catch people that are climbing jumping over the rails and trying to commit suicide. And so they had put together an AI product that is geared towards getting to people before they get to the bridge, and
Yeah.
helping with their mental health through
Yeah.
some AI tools.
Yeah, and there's
So,
question marks about that, like, how intrusive would that be or whatever, but I like the idea because mental health, in my opinion, is just really there's I think it's improving today. People are investigating mental health and taking it, I don't know if I want to say taking it more serious, but there's actually a little more action on it now. People are realizing within the church as well as the world,
there were
that mental
a
health
couple
is
of
really important.
I think there were a couple of projects. That was one that I remember just because of the bridge. That was good
Yeah, there was a couple.
inclusion. And there was another as well that were all kind of geared towards mental health and suicide prevention. I had met some people last year from the conference that I connected up with at this conference again. And one of the guys that I connected up with, he wasn't part of a team last year, but this year he's part of a team, and they put together a they called it, what'd they call it, receiptizer.
Oh, Bernie's deal, right?
Bernie's team.
We've had Bernie on the podcast. We need to get him back on.
So anyway, they put together I think it's a thermal printer that prints your receipts, like at the grocery store kind of a
Yeah,
thing,
yeah.
a little thermal printer box that will That through some AI, you can interface with this thing, and it will go through and print stuff out for you. So that if you get back to the old school, so if you're doing like a Bible study and you want to, the key messages from the Bible study, it could print out the key messages. It draws pictures. It will also print photographs as well. So it's kind of like a mixture of a Polaroid camera and a printer
And a
and
fax.
some and a fax and some AI. So
We were
yeah.
talking to him. He was talking about how the fax, how some of the what's the up and coming generation. I lose track of all the generations. Generation X, I don't know what they are, but he was
Well, I
saying
think that's right behind us as X.
is that what I have no
Because
idea.
they got Y, Z, and then Millennials and all those guys. Anyway,
Yeah,
yeah.
but a lot of he was saying that a lot of these kids growing up now, they're not really used to a fax machine or some of the old school stuff that we used to have, and they're actually attracted to some of that stuff. And I had somebody ask me the other day. It was a medical person because I was dealing with some medical issues, and I was dealing with somebody on the phone at the office about, well, can you fax it to us? I said, I don't have a fax. I said, we don't have faxes where we live here. And she says, where do you live? I said, in 2024. She didn't get it. But so my point was the fax machine's going away. But what Bernie was saying, we'll have to have Bernie back. I thought he won something for that. Didn't he win something?
Yeah, they did. They did.
I'm looking on the list here. I can't find him, but
Yeah, they did.
they won something for it.
They didn't make the publication, but they won, yeah.
They won. And just, I don't know if anybody cares about this, but they gave away the Glue Hackathon. Gave away $275,000 in
Yes.
prizes, which
Yes.
I mean, that's not why we were there. Obviously, we didn't win, but they gave away,
And
they rewarded people for their efforts.
yeah, and they it was really I mean it was a heartfelt ministry, because it's normally you hold a conference and you sell tickets and people show up, and if you want promote your wares, you buy a booth for $10,000 and rent a piece of carpet for, $1,000 a day. Anyway, this was not that way at
This was free
all.
to us. It
Yes,
was
it was free
free,
to everyone
and they
that was
fed us
invited.
really well, and snacks and soda pop and all sorts of stuff. They were very generous.
They took care of us very well. So the $275,000 was in prize money. They probably spent another $100,000 on the event,
Oh yeah.
buying food, arranging things. They also gave every participant a $75 Uber voucher because,
That's true.
most people were not from around there. So,
All right, so this was put on by Glue, GLOO. So, Steve, why should people care about this thing? They'll probably do it again next year, right?
this is the Y Combinator for the this is the lab for what's coming to help the church. So this is where all the ideas come from. This is kind of the incubator for things that are going on that they can get their ideas together, and then what they want to do, what Glue wants to do, is take the winning ideas and push them out to the church, make it available to the church, put the fuel behind them. If there's something that's necessary to, that's going to help the church, they'll invest and they'll put the, there's these things out to the church. They have right now, one of the things, probably one of the primary deals, is they have free texting for the church. So all the other companies out there are, for profit, charging a fee for a texting solution. Glue offers a texting solution for your church for free. Don't know a lot about it, but that's the kind of thing. So this is their, they feel that technology can make a difference in ministry. So that's why they're sponsoring this thing. That's why they're, people aren't going to show up unless they do provide the prize money. Makes an exciting environment, and that sort of thing.
And
So.
typically, it's Scott Beck who's the main guy, right, with Glue. And I'd forgotten. I mean, you may have told me this last year, but I had forgotten that we're here in Tucson, and he actually became a Christian on the University of Arizona campus in 1978. And I don't either. I had not heard that or forgotten about it. And I talked to him a little bit about it, and he mentioned some people that I knew or knew of, and I was there too at that same time, but. Somebody gave him a Four Spiritual Laws track, and I thought, well, maybe I did. Maybe I gave it to him because I used to walk around the campus, but it wasn't me,
Yeah,
but it was
it
somebody
wasn't.
else. But I thought it was really interesting, and meeting the people, all of them were really nice people. And one of the things that Scott Beck brings up, and that is, typically the church, or the Big C church, as you want to call it,
That's
we're
what they
usually a
call
little
it.
behind, right? We're technology-wise, usually a little behind on things, and that was one of his goals, is that he wants the church to be able to use technology, and especially AI, to help with ministry. And so some people listening to this podcast may not be pro AI, but I think that if you understand it a little more, ask questions, and get to know it a little better, you might change your mind on some things when it comes to AI.
Oh, I think the attitude around AI is going to change dramatically. It's kind of like I hearken back to our early days with my flock, and at that time, people freak out because you had your name on the internet. It's like, oh my gosh, you can't have your name on the internet, and because somebody may come to your house and kill you or something, and that whole attitude completely changed once Facebook got popular. Facebook just disregarded all of that and said, well, we need people's names. Whereas prior to that, with the MySpace guys, you had sent you had you everybody was anonymous. You didn't go by your real names. So that whole thing has changed. And now it's just completely commonplace that your name on the internet's not a really scary thing. And I think we're going to go through this similar kind of thing with AI because it's the fears out there that it's going to, the robots are going to come sentient and come and kill us all, based on the Hollywood movies. And so we got to be really careful with it. And I think that once people understand it more, then it's kind of the fear. It's kind of like, I mentioned, I'm not concerned that my cruise control is going to take over my car and drive me off a cliff. It's subservient to me. I've grown used to it. I know what it's all about. But just imagining introducing cruise control to somebody 100 years ago in a vehicle, they would just be like, oh my gosh, that, something that knows when it's supposed to slow down and speed up and keep my main, knows how to push the throttle and all that stuff. Anyway, tangent.
Well,
So.
yeah, and the other now when you mentioned cruise control, I mean, you're not talking about, are you talking about like the Teslas that you can take your hands off the
I
wheel?
was talking about
You're just talking
cruise
old-fashioned
control,
cruise control,
speed
yeah.
control, where you can say, I don't want to go 55 miles an hour.
But the autopilot, even with the autopilot thing, I mean, they've
Then
you're still there, and you can still shut it off or make a correction.
yes.
Right. And it's the same thing with AI. You don't, and Kenny Jeong, if anybody's interested, you can just Google Kenny Jeong name. We've had Kenny on here before. He talks a lot about AI. You definitely want to have some boundaries, and you definitely want to check up on what it's doing. I mean, even what we have with Daily Dive 365,
Yes, you
it creates
want to.
devotionals from a sermon. But you definitely want to go in and you want to look at those
You.
devotionals as transcripts. And
Yeah, I
maybe edit
think
them.
Kenny's got a very good concept or illustration. He said, treat it like an intern. He says, it's not all knowing, it's not experienced, it doesn't know your church, but it can do stuff. An all-knowing, there's commercials on TV now of Mark Cuban talking about what if you had an all-knowing person that you could ask to do stuff and do it super fast, but you don't want to let it take over. You don't want to preach a sermon based on what came out of AI. You want to treat it like an intern. You want to say, eh, it can come up with some ideas for me, help me do my thing. It can do some things that are that you'd allow an intern to do, but then you're going to review what the intern does before you go forward with it. So yes, there are definitely safeguards, but I was just getting at this. I think the attitude's going to change. I think we're at the beginning where the fear's really high, and I think it's going to diminish as we get further along and understand more of exactly what it
Yeah,
is
and it
and
already
what it's
is. Yeah,
not and that sort of thing.
it's already diminishing. It
Yeah,
annoys me in that way.
it is.
Yeah.
People, if take a poll from last year versus this year,
Right.
people are
So,
diminishing.
do we
Anyway,
want to mention a few of the winners here,
yeah.
just to
Well,
what they're
let's
doing?
go
Because I
through
think it's really
some.
interesting. Yeah.
Well, one of the interesting things, we have become buddies with some of our, actually, I don't know if we call them competitors, but somebody in the similar space to us. We have worked with. Actually, we had a technical issue recently with the Daily Dive that I was sure another company, Pastors.ai, was having. So I reached and I met him at the hackathon last year. So I reached out to him. It's kind of funny, and I said, "Hey, you having this problem?" Or basically, I want to talk to you about this area. And he goes, "Oh, we're going to be at the hackathon. Let's just talk there." And I go, "Okay, and then. Like 3 days later, he calls me back and says, let's talk about that right now. Because the problem we were having, he started having exactly, 2 days later. And so we were comparing notes and we came up with a together, worked together to come up with a solution that's going to help
Yeah, that was
the
Joe
both of us.
Sue, right?
Yeah,
Joe
Joe
Sue.
Sue with Pastors.ai.
And we've had Joe
And
on here. We've had him on the podcast.
yeah, I guess, yes, we
Yeah,
have.
we
So,
have. Yeah.
and then so anyway, I was looking for Joe because I met him later last year. And then another guy that we've grown that we were going to meet at the pot at this webinar was Corey Aldrin from Sermon Shots. And so we ran into Corey early, and we were everyone has a project, so you come and you got some AI project. The rules of the hackathon is you can't couldn't have started working on the project more than 30 days prior to the hackathon. So you could have had the idea and started working, but you had to wait until 30 days prior. So anyway, so everyone has a project. They have the Corey, go, hey, what's your project? And he goes, we're working on a translation tool where we can do some real-time translation of a pastor's message to a text-based captioning kind of system. As well as taking with some several hours of processing, take the recorded sermon and convert it to another language, which so we were I was hitting off because my pastor had shown me some stuff that somebody had did for him where he's speaking one of his messages in Spanish with in his voice in Spanish, which was I thought was just amazing. And so he's doing that project. Later on, Joe shows up, random Joe, hey Joe, what's going on? And he goes, what project are you doing? And Joe goes, we're doing a AI automated translation project where we were taking the sermon recorded sermon and translate it into another language, both real time and recorded. And I'm like, oh boy, you need to talk to Corey. So anyway,
Yeah,
so
very similar.
yes, actually somewhat almost identical. So anyway, that's kind of unusual. So yes. So speaking of winners, it turns out both Corey with Sermon Shots won a first place prize with his project about doing the translation. And he did a really cool thing in his demo. Well, actually both of these guys did really cool things in demos where he would just you slide a slider over on the one side of the video and it's speaking English. And it had Craig Rochelle speaking in English. You slide on this side and right mid-sentence he changes over to speaking Spanish. So
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And then, but Joe won the big one,
Joe won the
right?
$100,000 prize, the top prize,
Yeah.
and for his project. And Joe took on, I guess Life Church is a popular thing because he decided he was going to take the message from Life Church from that morning and translate it and then record a video, make his video for the judges all before 9 a.m. Mountain time. So he went and he said, this was just record. This is the message for today from Life Church from this pastor, and had it in English and then had it in Spanish as well.
Yeah. And I can see how those can be really great. They can be really helpful to the church, you know, to be able to, you know, because this is Spanish. Well, it's not just Spanish, but this was Spanish. And, you know, the Hispanic population is growing in the United States, especially. And
And
great
tons of
opportunity.
ministries have bilingual ministries. I
Yeah,
mean,
absolutely.
maybe I've just always lived down south, but it seems like every ministry I've been a part of has had an outreach to either the Hispanic community in your city or we are an hour and a half from Mexico. So
Or Tucson, yeah.
we have pastors that we have partnered with at our church that to again try to strengthen the Big C church by helping, you know, churches helping churches. So we
Yeah.
have a definitely have a very vibrant Mexico. So that's why Jeff would, our pastor had shown me the translation he had done.
Yeah,
So
yeah. Well,
there.
and we said it's everywhere now. You know, it's every city, you know, has a lot of different ethnic backgrounds now, you know, in the United States. And so these are great opportunities to reach these people using AI, you know, like that. All right, so we're starting to run out of time here in our podcast. We try to keep this to about a half hour, but anything else you want to bring up here before we
Sure. There
skedaddle?
was another one that another just some of, I mean, you may have some as well. And we talked to these guys. These guys were a winner last year. They're a couple of college students. Grew up in Southern California, but now they're on the East Coast going to some very distinguished schools, Cornell and where was the other guy going? Boston
There was
University.
New York. There was he was in New York. One of them was New Upper New York State, and the other was in
That's
Boston, right?
Cornell. Yeah.
Okay.
Cornell and Boston. Anyway, young guys, probably in their early 20s. One of them may have been in their teens still. Anyway, they came up with a concept that to improve it, the project was called Generosity. It's basically called it, to improve giving. So that they wanted to get feedback for so if I give to my ministry and I give to the you know, and I can specify the funds go to youth. I have a heart for youth. And they put together a tool that would show the impact of your contribution. That was one way to do it. We would go through and say, you know, we're going to follow up back with you. You contributed to the youth. Here's the feedback loop on how the youth has improved because of your giving. And then they also were able to look at profiles of people on areas that they would like to be give to that didn't exist yet, within the ministry. So they would be able to provide some feedback. So, well, I would give to the church if they had a recovery program because I'm a recovered alcoholic or whatever it may be. So it was a way to get a feedback loop built into the whole giving process.
Yeah, good stuff. Really good stuff. So we'll try to get maybe we're going to try to experiment, do something a little different here with this podcast. We do a blog, blog.streamingchurch.tv, and we're going to try. Michael Gray was talking to us about maybe taking what we're doing here on this podcast right now and letting AI create a blog post out of this. So if you get a chance, maybe in the next few days, go to blog.streamingchurch.tv and you can maybe see some notes here and some stuff that Steve and I have just been talking about, just to see how it goes. But we're out of time. But yeah, I enjoyed
And
this very much.
obviously, we will have it create a draft and we will finish it for
Yeah,
it. Yeah.
we'll obviously we're not just going to turn it
He says,
loose.
yeah, turn it
But
on. Oh,
yes, there we
the
go.
machine is running. It'll be on the blog site tomorrow
It'll
morning.
be
Just,
on in 5 minutes. It will be on.
yeah.
But speaking of, I don't know. Well, let's just go out and get out of here. DailyDive365.com is one of our sponsors for the Church Solutions podcast. Check out DailyDive365.com. That's us. We
Yes, and it's actually was the beginnings of our project from last year.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
So,
It's absolutely. That was last year's hackathon project. And so, hey, if you have questions about what we're doing here as far as what we talked about, or maybe got questions about AI or whatever, or you just want to give us some feedback, please, we always want to hear from you. You can just go to streamingchurch.tv. That's one of our main companies here. And we'd be happy to talk with you. And if we can help you, if anything, with your church, certainly reach out to us and we'll be available to you. Be sure and subscribe to the Church Solutions podcast wherever you get your podcast. And that's a wrap. I'm done. So thank you, Steve, for your input today.
I had to be here.
All right. And we're glad that our viewers and listeners are here as well. So please take care of yourself and each other. And we will catch you again next time on another episode of the Church Solutions podcast.